All right. So, I mean, how should we start off? Not like there's been any big Padres news lately or anything.
Oh, there hasn't?
Nothing too big.
We signed Mark Melancon.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that was huge. You're right.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Besides that, I don't know.
You mean Mark Melancon?
Melancon.
It's a confusing name. It
Fair
really is.
enough. I'll give it to
Now to really get into it, though. All right, welcome back to Dorm Room Sports, the podcast. Very special. Very, very special podcast. My name's Garrett. I'm joined with Grant and Trevor. And we have the face of baseball, the LeBron James of the MLB, soon to be the greatest to ever do it, Fernando Tatis, to a lifetime 14-year, $340 million contract.
No trade clause.
No trade clauses,
That made me
no
emotional.
buyouts.
That made me emotional.
Oh, shit.
Then when he said that it was because of the fans,
The vibe of San Diego. He loves it all. He loves the fans. He loves the vibe. He loves the city. He loves the team. We got it all.
the pods originally said, how about we give you a 12-year contract? And Tatis said, why? This was his literal response. Why not my whole career?
It's actually fuck.
It's so amazing. It's so amazing.
Yeah. You said emotional, like legitimately. Most of San Diego is emotional on Monday. Hearing the type of things that I don't think we ever would have expected
expected.
a superstar to say about the
Don't
Padres
we trade away our
organization.
superstars? We breed
Yes.
these superstars and trade them away.
We always have a great farm system, but we just develop them and then we're like, all right, go win for another team.
We still
Bye.
got so many players. We still got so many players too coming up. Just gonna be so good.
Oh, CJ Abrams, I mean,
Oh man, addition
what
for
are we gonna
somebody
do with
else.
him? Yeah, we got so many guys still coming up here, and it's so exciting. It is so exciting to be a Padres fan right now, which is insane, but it is.
The whole nation's rooting for us, though, is the best part.
It's
Nobody wants the
America.
Dodgers to win either.
Yeah.
America's team.
We're the protagonist of this entire season.
Anybody I've talked to who have been like a fan of a team like other than the Yankees or Dodgers have basically just been like, my team has no chance. Like, I just hope you guys beat the Dodgers.
And then
Yeah,
all these,
pretty much.
I don't want to jump. Am I
No.
jumping ships? All these tweets, all these Bauer things now coming
Oof.
out, all this random ass Twitter beef. You can only
Bro.
hate them even more. The
Yeah.
general population only hates them even more.
Not even
That's the thing, like.
beefing with like blue check marks, just with Dodgers fans.
And as we're coming into spring training, it's like the headlines out of Padres camp is how much excitement there is in the air. Everyone's hyped up for Tatis. Good vibes around the teammates. Like everything's in the positive. And then you go over to the Dodgers camp. Like, yeah, they got the better roster. I'll give it to them. Overall, we're talking just power rankings wise, they're ahead of us, sure. But all the news coming out of their spring training has been negative right now. Like it's all just kind of negative feelings coming out of there. Not a whole lot of positive happening, I would say. They've already, there's not much more positive to be done with that team, which I feel like is something that I would start feeling concerned with if I'm the Dodgers
I
right
mean,
now.
they just don't feel like a team that is like excited that they just won a World Series.
Right. We had Walker Buehler saying it was like half a World Series.
Yeah.
We already got quotes like that coming out, so.
Like, I mean, you had the Chiefs coming back this year. Like, they were a fun team. Like, they were like, we just won, and like, we know we're going back there this year. And the Dodgers do not feel that way.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? But anyways, I mean, if we want to talk more about Trevor Bauer, so he's already getting into it with Dodgers fans, and I don't, why is he talking politics?
Yeah, that's the worst part, that it's not
What's
even about
the
baseball.
No. Like
It's not even about baseball. It's about like race
some
and
real shit.
racism and stuff you just shouldn't even be bothering
And
in the
he's doing
first
it
place.
in
Unless
the
you're a
ninth.
bad person, which I have preached from the beginning. I never wanted Bauer. It's
He's
on, I
good.
know it's on this damn
You
podcast
have.
that I've said I don't want Bauer because he's a problem. He's a problem everywhere. He wants to be the Whatever way he's like Donald Trump. Whatever way he's gonna throw out there, whatever he can throw out there to cause a problem, cause a news line, he's gonna do it because he just cares about himself. Nobody else.
No, I mean 100%. Like that's we were already talking about before. If Bauer is going to be an issue with some of the veteran guys because he's going to put like being big on social media ahead of the team and their needs, he's already doing that, responding with these comments, like talking about like some serious issues with any other player, like because he's a big name signee, they're probably not going to say anything. But most players, like if you start responding to your official team's Twitter account, getting into politic arguments over like immigration and stuff like that, like most PR teams are going to shut you the fuck down immediately. But with Trevor Bauer, obviously he has more leverage and he's already like using that to put himself in front of the team. It feels like just getting attention in this way.
Yeah.
As a teammate, there's no way you can like that at all.
No, the whole Dodgers locker room has like.
And then you're paying him the most out of anyone. And you're like, wow, we're paying this guy $40 million.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And I'm getting what?
That's your Kershaw, your Walker Buehler, your David Price, you're a guy like that. You're like, damn, like we've been like we're pretty like well renowned, well like submitted in the MLB, all like World Series respect, champions. Dude. Trevor Bauer has had one phenomenal year here in a 60 game season, coming in, making the most money, and being the most boisterous on the team.
And he's sitting there, not even just like talking about race, but about like Latinos specifically on the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah. Which like, a lot of players or a lot of fans were mentioning too. It's
yeah,
not in the right spot already.
No,
it's a very bad start already, and I love it.
Yeah, I don't think he realized what he was.
I'm not surprised.
Into.
I think he's made some terrible decisions to begin this season.
We just got to jump on him early, put him in the dust early,
yeah,
and watch out because then things are going to start falling apart for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know the Dodgers really only care about when they play us too. So if we're like running through the Dodgers like early on in the season, even if they're beating up on other teams, it's going to cause like divisions in the locker room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right. So to bring it back to Tatis, the press conference, AJ Preller. I mean, I fucking loved everything about the press conference. I loved everything about just what radio has been like the last couple days. I've been taking in like as much Padres content as I can the last couple days, and it makes me so happy.
The whole city is happy. It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. I heard on 97.3 today they were talking about how it feels like all of San Diego just signed a $340 million contract.
We did.
We kind of did. Like they were
somehow
saying,
tax dollars are in there.
Hey, somehow. Somehow, we are paying for that contract.
Somehow.
Oh, 100%.
Years and years of disappointment and sadness and failure.
Tickets,
that's all in there.
These shitty jerseys. God, how many of these jerseys I got that have players that are meaningless?
The amount of money we've thrown at this team with no payback in return.
Facts. Not even a damn playoff.
Yeah, this is for us. This is for all of those people who have thrown countless money on tickets to go see a team who's three hitters hitting like
James, the new James Shields signing, and
yeah, our ace has Austin like a 4.31 ERA.
And I watched Bartolo Colon hit a fucking nuke off him.
Yeah. Bartolo hitting nukes off of us.
Class.
Just all the struggle. This is for us. This is 14 years cemented the future of baseball.
It's beautiful.
We don't even have to worry about
it. I'm going to be 35.
When
that contract,
that's crazy. It's so insane. There's a good amount of people right now.
By 35, we're gonna look back like those years are the best years of Padre baseball ever. There's no doubt in my mind.
The 90s kids who have like grown up going through just nothing but terribleness. And then like we are finally getting our superstar in Fernando Tatis for the beginning of his career, and like for our kids. Some of them, it's going to be the end of his career. That's going to be like their superstar as well.
True.
Like Tatis is going to span generations of fans.
It's going to be great. It's going to be so great.
It's unbelievable. And how much of the press conference did you guys get?
Not much.
Snippets.
Okay. I'll just go through a few of the things that I liked from it. There was a question. Well, they were asking Tatis like what I guess his biggest motivation is, and sort of the biggest reason. And they were talking about also like the like 5 year olds in San Diego right now who are going to grow up their entire lives watching Fernando Tatis. And he was basically like, that's his like biggest motivation. That's like one of the biggest reasons why he wanted to stay in one spot, because his goal is to grow the game. He wants to still be like the same kid he's always been. And his like, he wants the next generation to look up to him, and like, he wants kids to be following along with him. And like, that was a big reason he stayed in San Diego. I'm hearing that. I'm getting fucking fired up. I'm following him.
I'm 21 years old.
Dude, it's,
he's my idol.
We are like,
he's my idol, and I think he's younger than me. Is he older than
he's
me?
Older.
No, he's older than you.
22. He just turned 22.
We're within a year of him, and he's
my idol.
Watching that press conference, it was like, that, this is the most mature like man I've ever seen at that age, which is our age. So like, yeah, just in comparison with the other 22-year-olds I know.
Imagine back. He's only making. I saw the contract spread out. We're obviously paying it most of the money towards the end.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He gets only like one mil for the first few years, isn't it?
Is it really?
Like one, then like, it's, I think it's like three, then five, then seven, and then like 11.
Okay.
But yeah.
Last few, like the last like 5 years where it's like 24, 24, 24.
He gets over, damn. He gets over 300 million of it in the last.
That's why you hope you get some World Series, get some money on your belt.
Well, so here's the thing too. Where'd I have this? I had this somewhere. So. With, here it is. All right. With that contract, the reason why, like you said, doing it in bulk at the end of it, like why we're still set, is because in 2 years, Haas is going to be making $7 million less than he currently is. Will Myers, his $20 million contract will be gone in 2 years. And then Clevinger and Musgrove, both of their contracts will be up. Then next year, Tommy Pham's is going to be up. And in 3 years, Yu Darvish and Blake Snell will be up.
Dude, these next 2-3 years are crucial. They are crucial.
Yeah.
They are crucial. They are crucial. And it's going to be great. It's going to be hard.
The thing is, if we can.
I don't want it to be easy. I don't want it to be easy, honestly. I mean,
it hasn't been easy.
It's never been easy, but I never want to. I'm glad that our number one opponent is the Dodgers.
Baseball's never easy.
Never.
We don't have to worry about that. Baseball is never easy.
If we can combine like the excitement we had last year with like World Series in the next couple of years. It is.
Yeah, I'm beyond more excited for this year. Are you serious?
No, I'm just saying, like in general, like for the team, like it is absurd how many people will be like willing to take those pay cuts to come play with us.
Yeah,
because it's like I get to go win a ring and like be on the most fun team in the MLB.
Dude, that's also like Tatis kind of like pulled a Brady here at like 22.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tatis was already like, "Fuck it, we're doing it for the ring."
Yeah,
I mean, yeah.
He said, I'm doing it.
Cement your name in history. You got to win some rings.
And it's.
You got to win some rings.
Imagine the amount of money he could have made in his career. Like, Tatis definitely, if he set it up correctly, could have been the first billionaire in baseball. Like, you sign 4 to 5 year deal in a couple years when it's up for like $40 million a year. And you sign another big one after that.
Yeah.
He easily could have made $1 billion while being in the MLB.
I think so. But he probably will with endorsements, I hope. And he saved us the fucking backbreaker that would have cost.
No, we had a sign right now. We did the right thing. The contract's a beautiful contract, honestly, really well weighed out.
It really is.
They should just start paying him to be the commissioner of baseball, honestly.
AJ Preller.
AJ Preller has not missed yet.
Yeah,
I'm saying he's built a whole team from the ground up in like 5 years.
Yeah, and even going back to like 2016 when he was talking about the James Shields trade, he was like, it wasn't reported as this, but Fernando Tatis was the main player in that trade. He was like, we didn't really like, we got like a major league guy with him. We didn't like care that much. Our main thing was getting Fernando Tatis. So it was like AJ Preller like hasn't missed since back then.
Genius. What a genius.
He really is like that good. And apparently like, also, I don't know if you guys saw, but they did like a Spanish speaking part at the second half of the press conference. AJ Preller is like very fluent in Spanish.
Oh yeah, he is, and so is Tingler.
Is he? I didn't know about Tingler. Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, I saw that thing. Their mom was telling me about that thing where they were like, "Are you gonna like come play in the Dominican in the summer?" And then he like asked Preller, he's like, "Am I allowed to?" And he was like, "Yeah, just win a ring first."
Yep. answered in Spanish too. Yeah, the whole thing. And that's it. If Preller wins us a ring in the first like 2 years, God. We might put a statue of him up before Tatis.
Well, give him a statue. I'm all for it.
Bro, like this community, we already love him. This community is absolutely going to love this man when it's all said and done. Like he's going to be a hero to San Diego.
He's going
to
be a legend.
He really is. He's starting to like sound more like a human too. Like,
yeah,
I love to see it. Have you guys heard? Okay. So they kept talking about how this is a statue contract. They wanted to sign a statue contract. I've never heard like a contract referred to it that way.
No, me neither.
Like you're just, it's set in stone. Like this is what it's set out to be.
No, kind like of thing. This, no, this like, is a contract that's like, you're going to be, so this is statue, what they kept, kind of statue this is what they kept, they repeated this in the press conference over and over again. They were like, we wanted to sign a statue contract. We wanted a lifetime contract to get him a statue right next to like Tony Gwynn.
I mean, I think
that's what they kept saying.
Well, that's this crazy. Is really, this that's so much, like something, oh, so much pressure.
The thing is, this is something that is like
so much pressure. Like, I just really, like, really hope it doesn't get to him.
Like, this is the first time like that type of thing has happened with a 22-year-old guy coming in and being the way that he is, and then just like getting a lifetime contract like this. Like, when have you ever seen that before?
Just hope it doesn't get to his head.
I know.
That's, I don't think it will.
I was thinking about that too, because it was like, a 22-year-old, you're saying we're going to build a statue of you when your career's done. He's 22. He's had 600 plate appearances.
Yeah, he still hasn't played 100. Yeah, he's literally about to say, my head's
playing. That's the thing. That's the thing that I liked about the press conference too, is that like he just seems so grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Like he seems so down to earth still.
Yeah, that's, I mean, I think that's also why no one has an issue with him receiving this large of a contract early on. Even the haters are like, the haters are saying he didn't get enough money.
Yeah.
So it's like,
the haters are like, Tatis is an idiot for this. Like,
exactly. What's he doing? Like, I think just like his personality, his love for baseball, like, bro, all the intangibles.
Money, bro. Like, I don't understand. Like, that's enough money.
It's enough money. It's, you're set for life. Like,
I need more.
You can't miss.
Yeah.
Well,
he's already,
it's guaranteed money.
Guaranteed. He's already the face of Gatorade. He's already like the face of Adidas for baseball. He's fucking taking over the endorsement game.
Yeah, like you're set for life. Your kids are set for life.
Oh yeah. You know, his dad also made 17 mil lifetime in the MLB. So he grew up like decent anyways.
Yeah.
Decent. Fucking luxury.
He grew up pretty well. He grew up pretty well. Did you guys see the video? I think I sent this, the Stephen A. when he was talking about when we signed Manny a few years ago. Stephen A. was talking about, what you going to do, Padres? You signed Manny Machado to $300 million. What are you going to do? Who do you have besides Manny? And like, he's just going on about like how the Padres, like, this makes no sense because we're not going to be a contender. Fuck you, Stephen A.
That's crazy. I need to see that clip. That's funny.
I'll drop it right now.
But the fact of the matter is, giving Manny Machado $300 million. Where you going, San Diego Padres? Where you think you're going? Now, I don't know about anybody else. But if I got those kind of things going on, I'm not giving you one player 10 years, $300 million. I'm just not doing it. Why? For what?
I've Fuck never Austin. Even heard the word San Diego come out of Stephen A. Smith's mouth before then.
Right? How wild is that? I think that's the biggest thing about all of this is people have to start acknowledging San Diego exists.
Yeah.
Like, wow. The people on the East Coast have to acknowledge that California is more than Los Angeles.
I saw your tweet today about how San Diego State got a fucking 11 seed in that one, dude. Oh my God. We'll be in the 22nd ranked team in the nation right now. Like, what?
Yeah. 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 The worst part, that same guy, college basketball expert, I put expert in quotes, Andy Katz, who actually is like a respected like college basketball media member, ranks currently number 22 ranked San Diego State as number 22 in his power rankings. Then on the same day, his March Madness bracket puts us as an 11 seed having to play a play-in game for the tournament. There's two games left in the season. What's going to change?
You got a little screwed.
But yeah, that's so just on to the bigger point, San Diego.
It's on the map, baby. We're on the map. We're about to be biggerly. That's a word. More bigger on the map.
Yes, sir.
Next coming years.
We actually run the map. In case you didn't know.
we run the map champions.
And you know who runs the map this week? Brought to you by Protector. I'm guessing that's the name of the brewery.
I don't think, not think exactly brought to you by, but.
Brought to you by.
Protector. If you would like to send some money our way, feel free.
You're one free ad. Next is paid for.
This is your warning. SD Hazy IPA. I'm going to have to go with, it's exactly as advertised. A happy dankness of dry and piney bitterness. So I'll give it a 6.5.
I'm going to give it a 6. It's not bad, but not nothing my go-to special. For sure. Yeah. I've definitely had better hazies.
Cheers, Protectors.
Cheers. It's our beer of the week. I saw a citrus one, Protector, I was interested in. Just a little paid. That's it. Maybe send us some free ones. That's it. I'll take that.
And we'll take this bad review down.
All right.
Is that it?
We can go into spring training, getting started. Just wanted to talk about a few of the things early on we've been seeing. First of all, I did want to say, as we go into spring training, not the biggest fans of seeing some of the bandwagon callouts here on Twitter. Nah. I feel like there's some very legitimate longtime Padre fans who have been getting called out as bandwagoners, and I'm not here for it.
No. Nah.
If you sat through like 2015 and you don't really remember that much about the team because you just have to suppress down those memories in your mind, you shouldn't be called a bandwagon.
If you're an average fan and in 2015 we were shit and you don't want to follow along, I get that.
Exactly.
I get that.
We were dog doo-doo. There's no point to follow.
Like, so what if you weren't watching like every single game?
Yeah.
I didn't watch
it. It's tough. Games. It was hard.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, I mean, as soon as like you start falling apart, when you got other shit going on during a game, you're not going to still watch the game. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's just, yeah.
Like, it's not exciting. Why would I hop on like every day to just like watch us get killed by like 9 and be depressed?
Right. I think the real struggle comes in not switching teams, like staying with the same shitty team season after season after season. When you know there's great teams right there, you can just flop on over to a great team, but sticking with the same shitty team through it, I think that's all.
Like, you don't have to be like religiously following them, but like when somebody is like, what's your favorite like baseball team, you just have to be like, the Padres.
Most people don't even know they exist. The people that are not even that big of MLB fans don't even know.
Yeah,
I can tell you that
honestly. Probably they probably don't think any sports happen in San Diego.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. Also with spring training, we had the video come out of our pitchers bunting sort of being used as the call to action against the DH.
That was funny.
Or for the DH. Excuse me.
Yeah, no, we need a DH. It's pointless, but I like it.
I like that it's our guys that they're like freaking out about.
Yeah, it was the funniest video though, because it's just so quiet.
Yeah.
They're bunting like BP balls that are moving 50 miles per hour, like, and then they got to go bunt off Walker Buehler. Like, it's not the same.
It really did, like,
or a if David anything, May it two did. Scene. Like, it's just not.
Fuck that. Fuck that in on the hands. Mm-mm. But yeah, it really did, like, sort of paint the picture. Like, this is just monotonous and fucking pointless, basically.
Yeah,
like, you Darvish standing there fielding down bunts, I don't give a fuck about if he can bunt or not. I want to see you just pumping heat in the bullpen. I want to see him fielding bunts. We need to work on that side. We need to get him down with the cat. Actually, we brought his catcher over. Never mind, we're good. But
it's the Carantini guy, right?
I think. Is that his name? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. Oh, we just signed that Scripps Ranch kid too, huh? He's a minor leaguer. Winston Sawyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was a AAA guy last year.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, but we also have a shit ton of catchers.
Yeah.
What about You guys see Tommy Pham tweeting about Deion Sanders' son?
Yeah.
I didn't look into this more. I guess I'm gonna scroll the replies right now to see if I can figure out more. So, Trev, did you see what happened with Deion Sanders this weekend?
No.
No. Okay. For the listeners too, so Deion Sanders coaches his first football game this weekend. Jackson State, they win like 52-0, whatever. Beat the shit out the team they were playing. Then Deion, when he comes to do his press conference, he's like, I'm mixed with a lot of emotions right now. It's a great win. It should be a great feeling for all of us. But someone went into my locker, stole everything, like stole his phone, keys, literally everything he had. Or in the coach's room and stole everything. So then that became a huge deal on Saturday that someone stole all Deion's shit. Tommy Pham in the reply says, ironic, because his son stole from me. Just out of nowhere. And I don't believe any other context has been added up for here.
Yeah, there was no context.
How old is his son?
His son is
freshman in college. Yeah,
freshman in college. Yeah.
Because I think he just started playing for the team.
Is he on Jackson State?
Yeah.
I think he is, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, so I'm trying to look for more context, and I don't believe any was offered. I think he just dropped
it. Was any.
Could have been jokes. Could have not been jokes.
I don't know.
I'm just gonna go with it. It was jokes.
I guess.
I mean, maybe his son just wanted like a fucking. But I don't think he would drop jokes on a thing he was like actually kind of pissed off about.
Right.
That's also true.
I think Tommy Pham just had the whole strip club incident too. So I'm like, you know, I'm not saying Tommy Pham gets into anything, but like, I feel like Tommy Pham has some times. Just very curious what he's doing with Deion Sanders' son.
Yeah.
Maybe he lost a bet on it. I don't know. That would make sense. He's a freshman. All right. We started mentioning it, but San Diego State basketball. Wanted to talk about briefly. First of all, as soon as there's a full student section back in the show, Tatis needs to be leading the I Believe immediately. That needs to be the first one. It would be unbelievable. I think Tatis would be more than down for that.
I think so too.
Like, he's a young guy. He'd probably be like, hey, you want to like go to like San Diego State? Like, you want to go to college and like hype up all the students there? Fuck yeah. We'll see though, but I would love to see that. Then San Diego State, as I mentioned, ranked 22nd. We're coming down to the end of the year. Currently sit 1.5 games back of Boise State for the Mountain West. 2 games remaining against Boise State on Thursday and Saturday.
Yeah, against Boise State. That's
against
funny.
Boise State for the conference.
They need to win both?
They need to win both, yeah. So
they're playing well, though, so fuck.
Dude, they're playing really fucking well right now. I'm getting excited about this team again. We're getting hot when we need to. We can't fucking miss from three. Like, in the tournament, if we don't miss from three, we're going to be good. We're going to be really good. So, yeah, pretty excited for that. Hopefully we take 2 here, take the Mountain West. All right. You guys got anything else?
I think I'm good.
You got random Padre of the Week?
Oh, shit.
I didn't really come up with one before.
Alexi Amarista.
Yeah, okay. Who?
Alexi Amarista.
Let me think of one. Yonder Alonso.
Okay.
Love it.
Nick Hundley.
I like that one. Yep. Remember, is he still on with the Rockies? Words. He might still with the Rockies.
Let's see.
I remember we traded him. He was just so beautifully average, and I loved it.
He was quite possibly the most average player I've ever watched play the game of baseball. Like, I was and never mad like, at him. I was
it was
never
like really 50% average and then like 50% below average, and you're just like, yep, Nick Hundley.
He's Nick Hunter.
Retired.
Like,
okay.
You couldn't really be mad at him, but it's like, yep.
Finished his career with Oakland. He's from Corvallis, Grant.
Wow.
Whoa. They were mistaken. Did he play baseball there?
Probably.
He's born in Corvallis.
Fair enough.
Probably not.
Probably did.
Well, let's find out then. A little more Nick Hundley research. U of A.
Yeah, just saw that.
All right. What's that? Oh, also, part of my take, this is more joking, but part of my take did do about like 10 minutes talking about moving the podcast to San Diego.
Might as well.
So, it's jokes, but you never know. You never know. Yeah, we're up.
All right.
Thank you guys for listening to the podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe, rate, and review. Share with your friends. Help us to grow the brand. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. We're out.